lease number 10,891, Colby and Danielle Dransfield, south of Road 277, Angola Road, east of Woodland Circle, being Lot 62 and part of Lot 63 within Angola by the Bay Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm Elizabeth Sochek, and I'm with Hudson Jones, Jaywork, and Fisher. And I'm here on behalf of Mr. Jay Becker, who is under the weather this evening and unable to speak. So I am speaking on his behalf. And we represent Colby and Danielle Dransfield. They're detained in PA tonight, so they weren't able to join us. The Dransfields are seeking three things. They're seeking a one-foot variance from the side setback of the building on the southerly side, a 1.5 variance from the side setback of the deck on the southerly side, and a 0.1-foot variance from the side setback of the shed on the northerly side. So I'm going to address them one at a time.
All right.
So the first, the one-foot variance from the side setback of the building on the southerly side. The building at the closest point is 9 feet at the property line. The setback requirement is 10 feet. To comply with the setback, we need 1 foot for this building. As to the second, the 1.5-foot variance from the side setback of the deck on the southerly side. On the same side, there's an uncovered porch. At the closest point, it's approximately 3.6 to the side of the property line. We're seeking a 1.5-foot variance from the 5-foot setback for an uncovered porch to bring us into compliance with that one. And then to the third, the 0.1-foot variance from the side setback of the shed. The shed at the back corner is 4.9 feet, and our clients are seeking a 0.1-foot, approximately a 2-inch variance from the allowed 5 feet setback for accessory structures. The lot is 75 feet by 110 feet, so its uniqueness, it is small. It's a subsidized lot, and it's more narrow than average. The improvements on the property were made by the predecessors in title in 1971, so this has existed for 40 years without complaint. To our knowledge, no complaints have been made. It would not be detrimental to the neighborhood because it's existed there for 40 years and no one has mentioned anything at this point. The seller actually stated that this is one of the first homes to ever be constructed in the entire neighborhood, and the neighborhood was, in fact, built around this home, so it essentially defined the neighborhood, so it would not impact the character of the neighborhood. And it's also important to note that were our clients required to remove or shave off this structure, the kitchen is located where we're asking for the variances for the 1 foot for the building. So were they to have to remove it, it would cause great expense and structural damage because all of the plumbing and mechanicals for the kitchen are located on that part of the building. Mm-hmm. And in light of the expense, that presents them with an unnecessary hardship for having to shave off or move this portion of the building. It cannot be reasonably done to bring them into compliance with the current 10-foot setback requirement. We're seeking the minimum variances possible to come into compliance on each of these three requests. As I stated, we have a 1 foot request, a 1.5 request, and a 0.1 foot or 2 inch request. So all are the minimum amount necessary to come into compliance.
Except it only needs 5 feet.
Okay.
And I believe that concludes my presentation. If you have any questions, this is a zoned AR1 variance. I forgot to mention that at the outset of my presentation.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, are there, excuse me, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
Mr. Chairman, I would suggest that the open deck is allowed to encroach 5 feet.
Yep.
Yes.
However, once it does encroach 5 feet, then I would suggest that the request be for a 6.4-foot variance in lieu of the 1.5. That way it covers the full encroachment.
Okay, you understand?
That's fine.
Okay. Thank you.
You don't think your client could get out and put their shoulder into that shed and nudge it 2 inches and bring it into compliance?
Is it on a permanent foundation or concrete pad?
It can be moved.
Just tell the surveyor to tip his head next time?
It's not concrete.
Okay.
Are you new with Hudson Jones?
Yes, I am.
Just passed the bar?
Passed the bar in 2010.
Congratulations.
Thank
you. Got a good mentor there.
Okay. Any further questions? Hearing none? Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Okay, guys, how long are you going to make her sweat? Mr. Chairman, I think that she's done a fine job in addressing the standards for granting a variance. And I would make a motion that we approve case number 10,891 with the extended variance of 6.4 feet on that deck.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,891. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your
Thank
case
you.
Is approved.